It's Nick Hipfield here on Phoenix FM, and it absolutely delights me to say that I am joined here at Latitude by, in not quite Mr. Latitude, but certainly up there with the greats, Mr. Hugh Stevens. Good afternoon, Hugh.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. All the better for seeing you and your shirt. You wear it brilliantly well.
Thank you. It is a bright shirt in case I get lost at Latitude.
That, which, for anyone who's been on site here at Latitude, is actually quite easily done. I know, I've done it many a time. But then that's kind of the idea of Latitude, because when you get lost, you discover new stuff, don't you?
Yeah, that's why I like this festival as well, because I do discover things. You know, I saw a classical pianist in the woods this morning, and it's not often you see somebody, you know, playing the piano. It was beautiful, and I never heard of him, and it was great. I do love this festival because there's a lot of interesting things to discover, yeah.
Absolutely. Now, you're mainly in charge of the lake stage. Yeah. And who do you say has been your highlights of the lake stage so far?
Well, Idols were brilliant yesterday. They're a band from Bristol, and they're a very loud, angry band who were fantastic. Georgia Smith headlined for us last night. She's got a beautiful voice. It was great to see her do a full show. And who else has been good? A band called Cabbage headlined on Friday, and Shame were really good as well. So there's been a lot of interesting stuff, and it's Sunday now, so there's still about four or five bands to go.
When you're kind of like booking acts for Latitude, because that's mainly what you do with Lakeside, what sort of things do you look for when you're booking bands?
I just try and book things that I think will suit Latitude. I've been coming every year, so you know the vibe is really special every year, so you try and book things that will fit into that vibe. And new bands, maybe, who haven't played many festivals, people who I've seen who I think are fantastic, like Dreamwife and Strong Asian Mothers, new names, you know. And it's nice because people come here for a lot of the headliners like Mumford and Sons or 1975. They might not necessarily know who's on the smaller stages, but if you can put bands in front of that audience, they'll make some new fans.
Indeed, and I love the fact that how there's such a wide variety of acts. You know, you go from like pop sing-alongs, and you had Rad Pit on this morning, who are probably the heaviest band here.
Probably. They were chosen actually by BBC Introducing in Suffolk, who choose the first band on every day at the Lake Stage, and then I book the rest. But yeah, they were very loud, Rad Pit. And a good name. I love a pun in a band name.
Indeed, and we chatted to them here as well, so they're lovely chaps. So next up, I suppose, are you planning for like the next big event?
Well, I mean, I'll be going to Reading, of course, in August, and Green Man Festival. So those are the next festivals for me. And it's been good year. Glastonbury was fantastic. Latitude's been really great this year, I think. So yeah, I'm enjoying summer.
Excellent, good stuff. What would be your advice to people who are sort of getting into kind of like the industry of want to get involved in festivals and you know working with musicians?
Oh well, there's a lot of different ways you can get involved. I think depends what you want to do. You know, if you want to perform at festivals, my advice would be to just get gigging, get a reputation for yourself, try and find maybe a live agent. It's always handy to get you onto festival lineups. And then there's a million things you can do, you know, from stage managing to sound and lighting. And the best way of working at a festival, I'd say, is just to maybe try for an internship with a company, maybe do some work experience, come to festivals, tell the organisers where they could do better, and maybe they'll like that and take you on board.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for chatting to us, Hugh. And what does the rest of Latitude hold for you?
Oh, I'll be going back to the Lake Stage now to watch Matt Maltese, who's about to go on. And he's a pianist, singer-songwriter from Reading. So I'll be going to watch him and seeing a lot of things this afternoon and tonight.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much for chatting to us today, Hugh. And enjoy the rest of the festival.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.